dozen roses, glass of wine, slippers and PJs, feeling fine. Advice is nice. It's advice by the fireplace with Dan, Lila, Karen.
CJLO. Excuse me, CJLO. 1690, that's better. Welcome back to another episode of Advice by the Fireplace. It's a Wednesday afternoon here in beautiful, chilly Montreal, Quebec, Canada. It's 5 p.m. I hope you're warm, no matter where you are. No matter where you're listening, whether it's by a beach or by a fire. Hold on a second. That's better. Now, a lot of people have been writing in. Let me just get this out of the way. A lot of concerns about last week's episode where I did explain to you that I was abducted by space creatures, space people. A lot of concerns, which I appreciate very much, but I hope you know I am okay. I'm going to be fine. It was a one-time thing. I grew as a person. And I grew a few inches, which is weird. Fun. Because I wished I was a little bit taller. And that I would be a baller. Hopefully that's coming up. But I just wanted to say thank you for all the well wishes, all the care packages, all the flowers. Too many, but I have the greatest listeners in the world, you know? That's all I had to say for this week. It's been a tough week. I don't have my usual, I'll say monologue prepared. So I'm just going to bring my guests in right away. I'm so excited to have them here at Advice by the Fireplace. We're switching things up. We're bringing the guest in early. I like it. Well, I'm in charge, so. Our first guest. Oh my God, I'm so excited. These men came so far. One of them just got off a plane. The other one just finished a large ham dinner. Couldn't even eat dessert. Had to skip it to run to the studio. We're so excited. Let me introduce the first guest first. Does that make sense? I'm looking at him. He's staring off into space. It's one of the weakest openings, but this is why we bring the guest down early. This is a comedian. This is a writer, an actor. This is a great man. A hilarious man. Please welcome to the show, Brad McDonald. Brad, how are you?
Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Wish I could have finished that ham dinner, but I got to the ham, did not get to the dessert portion.
No.
But.
It was also going to be honey glazed, the dessert. Wasn't it a honey course meal?
Well, I didn't get to completely finish it, so I want to get into the details right now.
Right. I shouldn't have brought it up.
It's okay.
It's in the past. Unless you burp, and then
it's gonna be in the present, very much in the present.
Yeah. Or I don't even want to go there. How long does it take to digest something before we bring in our next guest? Let's talk about this.
A regular human body, about 20 minutes. My body, I'd say about 3 to 4 days.
3 to 4, it just sits there.
I eat once, like I'll eat like a large ham dinner or sub or something.
Yeah.
I let it sit. And then for the next 3 to 4 days, people are like, hey, yeah. You want to go out? You want to hang out? I'm like, can't. Digesting.
Yeah, I'm
just
busy.
Just sit at home. I'm busy. My body's busy. I'm busy.
That makes me want to thank you even more for being here and for making it out.
Thanks so much for having me.
Speaking of thank you so much for having me, I hope our next guest says that. He is a wonderful comedian, an excellent man. I hope you love him as much as I do. These intros. Please welcome to the show the incredible Spencer Reed. How are you, Spencer?
Thank you for having me.
That's the gold I was looking for. Thank you for being here. How are you feeling stomach-wise? Digestion.
Stomach-wise, I'm in a bit of a fast right now.
Oh, you're fasting.
Yeah, so I feel quite light. Quite light.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the Concordia gym after and see if I can maybe slam a dunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm feeling good.
What is this fast for? Is it a fast forward? No, I'd slow down here a little. Is it a February fast? Is that a thing?
It's actually a November fast.
Oh, you're still competing in the Movember fast.
Yeah, I only eat liquids, chew on those liquids, and get them down there, and you know what happens after that.
Brad?
Digestion? I mean, a lot of people don't chew their liquids enough.
I know you're a teacher. I wanted to see if you knew that one.
It's when the body begins to digest.
Good work.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of bodies... Let me tell you a little story.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I was on the bus the other day, the auto bus, and I'm very look, I'm a smelly man. We all have our smells.
Sure.
Thank you. I'm going to need a cosign every sentence or so. So I was on the bus, and there was suddenly a smell. What kind of smell? Well... let me just say it was a mouth smell. It was a bad breath smell. And this
halitosis.
This smell was physical. It had mass. It took up space. It was matter. It was so pungent. And then every stop, I would say to myself, I hope this person's off at this stop. And guess what? It'd stay on.
Never happened.
A few more people on, and then that breath smell stay. I never did find out who it was. It wasn't until maybe two stops until I got off that the smell dissipated. And I think that's the end of the story. Thoughts?
I was scared that there was going to be a twist at the end, that the smell was you.
Oh, God.
But I'm glad.
I'm not M. Night Shyamalan.
No.
It would have been a cool twist, though. But I would wonder in that moment, is the smell related to something that they ate, or is that just something that they're living with? Is that the default smell of their mouth?
That's a good question. I didn't ask. I should have.
Hard to ask, though.
I should have asked. So look, folks, and people in the studio, sometimes I'll call both of you folks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Preferred.
I'm coming down with something, as you know. Exactly. That wasn't me, but that does make sense. I am coming down with a pretty bad case of Oscar fever, fellas.
Oh.
I just shot off a
cure for that, hey?
Well, I'm going to see. There is something this Sunday that I'm going to take. take two watches, because I record it and I watch it. Oscar Sunday this Sunday. Are you excited, fellas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spencer?
Slumdog Millionaire was great, for sure.
Man, how did he know those questions? How did he... it was his life.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Just like most people.
Great
how
film.
How do they have knowledge? It's life experience. There's a couple of great movies this year. Have you seen Jojo Rabbit? What about Jojo Kerr? Did you see that one? The Jojo movies are great this year.
I thought it was just Joker. It's Jojo Kerr?
It's Jojo Kerr.
I saw Jojo Kerr, but I haven't seen Jojo Rabbit. Yeah. But I have seen Jojo Kerr.
Have you seen The I, Irishman?
I've seen The I, Irishman, yeah. I have seen that as well.
You know, I like to say 1917, was this the length of The Irishman? In minutes?
You know? I've asked you to stop saying
it's too long.
Nobody
it's
likes
a good
when
movie.
I say it.
It's a good movie. I'd rather if you didn't.
It's a great film. I think Robert De Niro Jr., Robert Downey... Robert De Niro.
Yes.
I think he was robbed of a nomination. I think he was great. That phone call scene.
Is it because it was a Netflix? Is Netflix getting snubbed? Is the Oscars not respect the Netflix yet?
They loved The Irishman in other categories. Pesci, Pacin, Scorsese. All got nominated.
Okay.
But no Denis.
No Denis.
No Denis.
Pesci, Scorsese, no Denis. Pesci, very, very good in that movie.
I thought you were going to just repeat it. Yeah. Pesci.
Pesci.
Everyone's great in that
does
movie.
Does like a movie like, what, like once every 6 years or something like that.
I think even fewer.
What does he do with his free time?
He's just Pescying around.
He's getting angry at things?
He's his Pesci self. Yeah, he's getting angry at things.
I picture his day like starting with him going to like a diner, the same diner every day.
Yep.
And he gets mad about something at the diner. And he leaves and he's like, ugh.
He refuses to pay.
He refuses to pay. Something's wrong with his ham meal.
And when he comes in, the waitresses are like, ugh, you serve him. No, you serve him. And the waiter's like, I don't want to.
Pesci again.
It's Pesci.
Like when he first came in, they're like, oh, he's going to have cool Hollywood stories for us. But no, he just complains about the food and just Pescies out.
He Pescies all over the place. He Pescied in the washroom earlier.
What a pesh of crap.
Thank you. Have you seen... I liked that Politically Incorrect movie this year. Did you see Bill Marge story? Did you see that one?
The what?
Bill...
Bill Marge?
Don't make me repeat it. The Bill Marge story. I just did repeat it. All right. Marge. How about that Ford v. Ferrari, huh? Did you like that one?
I haven't seen that one, yeah. But I did see the trailer.
The preview was great. Yeah, I was going to say.
And what I liked about the preview is like, you got one thing I love, fast cars. Another thing I love, people watching those cars with their hair like blown in the wind.
Absolutely.
I think they've got a lot of that with Damon and Christian Bale.
Damon? Christian Bale? More like lame man, Christian Stale.
Oh, shots fired.
Wow. I didn't like a thumb down.
But I feel like I might already know the plot of the movie. It's like, oh,
take
you
a
can't.
Swing.
Oh, that car can't go any faster. You crazy?
Yep.
Oh, can't it? Why don't? Well, let's give it a try. I don't know about this. Well, yeah. Just trust me. Okay.
For people at home, he was really playing two characters physically.
Yeah.
I was confused.
I know, that was incredible.
I actually went on the other side of the room for one of the characters. That's why it took me so long to get back to the original lines.
Glad you're back.
Oops. Have you acted in a car film before?
I was in a car commercial audition with my friend Scott Carter. It was for Nissan Micra, and we had to pretend like we were pretending it was like a sports car.
Right.
And one of the lines is like, "Whoa, this Nissan Micra can really move."
I'd hope so.
Right, I can do that again.
Please do.
Whoa, this Nissan Micra can really move.
Damn.
That was like, can you do it a little bit faster this time?
Whoa, this Nissan Micra can really move.
I'm looking at my coworker.
Faster or slower?
Thank you. That was very good. We'll call you if we need you.
Sounds like a line from Ferrari. Can you do this faster?
Yeah, jeez. By the way, Scott Carter? Carter? I know why he got the job. I know why he got the job.
Well, we didn't actually get the job, but I blame it more on me. He has a cool car name. He has a lot of talent. I love him to death.
You messed it up. All right, we're gonna go to a song. We're gonna hear a little song right now, and then we're gonna listen to an ad, a promo. This is a break. I need time to settle down. I'm too excited. You fellas are here. I'm too excited. Are you ready to answer some advice questions after this break?
That's why I'm here.
Can't wait.
That's why you're here. I like the enthusiasm. So here we go. Let's hear a song, and then we'll be right back with advice by the fireplace. Here we go.
Sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. Yeah. I get a feeling that I never.
This is Stefan Andrusiak, the reporter, host of Nasha Kasha, a Ukrainian almanac. Nasha Kasha is a program about everyday lives lived in extraordinary ways. I'm very happy to add Ukrainian voices to those you already hear on CJLO 1690 AM. The show is spoken word and enough music to inform the stories about our imperfect daily journeys through life. After all, that's what Kasha is. It's warm, nourishing food that's also a bit of a mess. Nasha Kasha, our little mess, every Thursday morning, 8:30 on CJLO AM 1690 and on CJLO.com.
Tu es aux études et tu as envie de voyager cet été? Inscris-toi au programme Explore, un programme d'immersion intensif en langue anglaise. Par 5 semaines et vis une expérience hors du commun dans une autre province canadienne et fais des rencontres inoubliables. Que ton niveau d'anglais soit
« Yes, no, toaster »
ou que tu sois capable de lire du Shakespeare à l'envers, c'est ce programme qu'il te faut. Participe à Explore et tes principales dépenses seront même payées. La date limite pour t'inscrire est le 15 février.
Dépêche-toi!
Trouve tous les détails au jexplore.ca.
Welcome back to CJLO 1690. Type that into a calculator. Why don't you? We're here with Brad McDonald and Spencer Reed. Say hello, fellas.
Hello.
Hello.
You had some water?
Got a lot of water in my system right now. Just saying to Spencer, 80% water. Let's up it. Let's up how much water makes up my body.
Look, we're going to bring in that big blue bin, and you're going to chug that thing.
I'm going to chug that big blue bin.
You're going to put your lips on it.
That's how you drink.
That's how you chug, certainly.
It's done.
Purse your lips.
You've chugged water for sure.
You hear that?
Yeah.
This is advice letters. This is advice letters. These are advice letters coming in from our listeners. I'm going to read the first one. People need our help. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Let's change lives.
Let's change lives, starting with Fanny Funkfaster. This is from Fanny Funkfaster, writing in from Tips, Virginia.
Did you say Tips, Virginia?
Tips, Virginia. We got a cousin there.
It's so funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Shout out to all the tipsters out there. Dear Advice by the Fireplace. Ours is the home my family and my family's family. Oh, excuse me. Ours is the home that my family and my husband's family come to for holiday meals, and I am more than happy to play hostess. I have asked the smokers, who make up about half of the guest list, to smoke outside or in the garage. The problem is, I said my grandmother could smoke inside. She's 91 years old, and I would never ask her to stand outside in the cold. I also feel that at her age, she can do what she wants in my home. Now everyone else says they should be allowed to smoke inside if my grandmother's doing it. I've tried to explain that one smoker is different from 15 of them. Of course, the non-smoking part of the family doesn't want any smoking in the house at all. Am I being unreasonable? Should I tell Grandma not to smoke either? Help. Love, Fanny Funkhauser. I mean, Funkfaster from Tips, Virginia. Wow. So what do we think?
Well, what are the, do we know the smoking bylaws in Tips, Virginia off the top
Boy,
of our...
Virginia Slims. I assume they like the smoking.
Okay.
That's a good question. I don't know. If anyone from Tips, Virginia, write in.
Well, I'll just say it sounds like there's a real bad generational habit going on there. It seems like...
It's a lot of smokers.
Someone's gotta, you know, stop the smoking, right?
Is it... Well... Hey, look, I mean, it's a party, it's a family get-together, the holidays. You smoke your Christmas Cuban, you know?
Right.
At least I do.
I usually keep my Christmas Cuban for just later on that year. Later on.
I see.
Just in case I need it. But what I was thinking of this is, I mean, what's going on with those other smokers? You know, if Grandma...
Yeah,
you know, is 91.
She's 91 years old.
You're gonna send a 91-year-old woman to a shed filled with smoke,
an ice cold garage,
with
rats,
just rats and cold and just smoke. And she's 91.
She's 91.
And so I would say to those people who are like, oh, why can't we smoke? Well, you're not 91. Do
That's
a 90
true.
Over 90 cutoff.
Mm.
If you're under 90, go to that, get in that shed?
Get
Is
in
it
that
a
shed
garage?
It's a half shed, half
it's
garage,
half shed?
I think.
Can I get confirmation on that, just so I know the emotional nature of the story?
Does it have a space heater?
I'm going to assume it has a small space heater on the floor.
You know what? They need to stop complaining then.
Absolutely.
I would agree.
I think even smokers, look, I'll puff a Cuban now and then, right? But I don't want it in the house necessarily.
No.
House reeking of cigarettes. These are half of the family are cigarette smokers. You can't have that where you're cooking a turkey.
No.
Cooking a ham, Brad?
Thanks for making it about me. But yeah, why is so much of this family smoking? That's what I'm wondering. Is something else going on? Is there some internal strife or stress that's causing
You're saying
them?
A cigar is not just a cigar.
It depends.
Oh.
I mean, you're smoking a cigar right now. You look powerful. You look relaxed.
Yeah. You look like you want pictures of Spider-Man, perhaps.
You know.
Yeah. I'm looking at you, and here's a guy I wouldn't ask to go to the shed. But there, it's hypocritical, because the age rule I made up earlier with the over 90 thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know about my plantar fasciitis. I can't walk up and down those stairs.
You got plantar fasciitis, hip bursitis, arthritis.
Jesus Christ. Oh, a lot of people say that when I try to make a joke. I go, look, 15 smokers. I think Fanny, I'm just going to throw it out there. You put your foot down. Am I being unreasonable, you ask? Hell no. Should I tell Grandma not to smoke either? Hell no, let the grandma smoke, right?
Yeah.
I say put your foot down if you just want my gut, speaking of gut, I can't wait for that holiday meal after the smoke, but let grandma smoke, everybody else get in the garage, you don't like it, it's Christmas, touch their butt and go, get.
Touch their butt, Fanny.
Make it fun, Fanny, you know? How do you feel about that? I'm getting, you look disgusted.
I mean, I was thinking that let grandma smoke. Is that a saying?
Let grandma smoke.
Let grandma smoke.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think it works. I don't know what it would mean outside of this context. Maybe just like let things let things happen how they'll happen. Like,
maybe let grandma speed in a car.
It's a metaphor up for interpretation.
Yeah.
Just let the grandma smoke. You
respect
know?
Your elders, perhaps. Like, let grandma smoke.
Yeah.
Papa's gotta eat.
Let grandma smoke. Papa's gotta eat.
Papa's gotta eat.
Go to the garage. You get a tasty treat.
That's where the dilly bars are.
That's where the Oh, Fanny. That's a good idea. You know what? You say, look, sure, you can smoke in the house if you want, but the garage has dilly bars.
There you go.
The garage has dilly bars. But then the kids will go to the smoking room, won't they?
Yeah.
Don't let the kids know. But imagine you get to that. You get to that half shed, half garage.
Yep.
Half Dairy Queen.
You
half
step in there, and you're feeling the heat from the space heater.
Yep.
But you're also feeling the cold from the dilly bars. I think that's what Swedish people do when they go into like a hot sauna. They run out into the snow and they
the
run
toxins.
Back. Yeah. Yes. So you're gonna feel a lot of, I think, pleasure from the dilly bar, the heat spacer, and back and forth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that sounds fun to me.
Sounds like
that. Sounds fun to me.
That's a whole day going back and forth between heat and cold.
And you know what? You tell your other smoker family members, don't be a dilly bar. Get in the garage, right?
Don't be silly. Go grab a dilly.
Don't be silly. Go grab a dilly. Ooh, grab a dilly. Oh, now that's getting a little...
Yeah, maybe.
Don't tell your family to do that. Oh. Yeah. All right. That's an easy one, right? Yeah. Fanny, let's play devil's advocate. I want to smoke it. The garage is cold, right? I'm a smoker who wants to smoke in the house.
Okay.
The garage is cold.
Wait, are you you're one of the smokers? You're not grandma?
Here, let's...
I don't
no, I'm
understand
not.
What
are you
doing.
Keith, one of the cousins?
Let's make a scene. I'm Keith Funkfaster. I just came in from elsewhere in Virginia.
Okay.
I'm... Fanny, my back is hurting. I know I'm not 90, but look, I got the itis. I want to stay inside. Was grandma going to smoke alone? She needs someone to smoke with. Those are like three.
Grandma's an introvert. You're not tricking anyone.
You're right. Grandma's a wallflower.
Yeah.
She's wise behind her... But she's wise behind her ears.
Behind.
Oh, this is so good. I'm hosting an advice show. What do you say to that? If you two collectively are Fanny...
And like,
oh, like together we're family.
So like you'll say, so I'd say, hey,
how
about
getting
yourself
to
the
shed
and
grab
a
dilly
bar? I think we
that's
handled
what
that
we would
well,
probably
yeah.
say.
That's,
yeah.
All right,
that's what we
you think perfect. It'd be less work to be the two people as the same person, but we really had to coordinate there in terms of
no,
the words.
Yeah,
that was weird.
I mean, that was beautiful. I don't know if you saw Keith bowed and left the room, and then the scene ended. So I think you're absolutely right. Fanny, we did this. I think there's your answer, right?
Yeah,
your answer.
We just saved a life.
Let grandma smoke.
Okay, this is... We're going to move on here. We're 100%. We're going to move on here to a second advice question. This one's a little tougher. This is a weird one. This is a wacky one. Here we go. This is from Jesse Jitz. All the way from Scrunt Lake. Oh, another letter from Scrunt
Lake. Beautiful.
That's incredible.
Beautiful this time of year.
Beautiful. I'm sorry to... Every time of year.
That's true.
All times of year? Anyway. But especially this time. Spencer was right. Dear Advice by the Fireplace and guests, you got a shout out.
That's us.
I have a beautiful teenage daughter, Lily, in quotation marks. My mother, who really loves dogs, recently got a new one. She asked me for name suggestions, and I gave her a list including Maggie and Millie. good. Shortly afterward, she called me and said she had a strange request. She wanted to call her dog Lily and wanted my okay. I was distracted with other stuff and didn't object. When I told my daughter, she looked confused but didn't say it upset her. Then my sister called me a few weeks later and said, "What's up with Mom naming that dog Lily?" Now every time I talk to my parents, I have to hear their Lily stories. Am I bothered that the dog has my... daughter's name. I know this sounds petty, but maybe part of the problem is that my mother was not that into being a grandmother when my kids were little. Should I just let it go, or could I say, hey, do me a favor and call the dog Millie? Love, Jesse Jitz.
Wow, that is...
What do we think?
That is something. I mean, you guys know that I, personally speaking, I have trouble differentiating between dogs and humans.
Yeah.
So I don't need anything extra to cause me problems in that regard, right?
That would it's be like, confusing.
It's
that
a bit be, like facial blindness, only you can't tell the difference between dogs and humans.
Right. But you also have facial blindness. You can't tell the dog.
Who said that? Who just said that to me?
This is Daniel.
Where? Okay. Yeah, I also have that.
Oh, and by the way, woof woof, bark bark.
Thank you very much.
I
let grandma smoke.
Let grandma smoke.
I think it's a huge mistake. I feel like you've got so many possible names.
To choose from.
Tons of great names out there. Garrett.
Garrett, indeed, is a
Garrett's
great name.
Millie.
Dilly, bar.
Dilly. Oh, my God.
Oh, nice.
If it's a little, maybe, is it a chocolate? Do we know what kind of dog? If it's a chocolate lab.
It's a chocolate lab.
And they didn't name it Dilly, bar.
It's a chocolate lab. It has a long stick-like tail. Is that what I'm going to know?
Yeah.
Stick-like, yeah.
Here's the thing. Let me play, not to devil's advocate, but again, we have to tackle this from all angles. Is it not a sign of respect? Something I love has been named after one of your loved ones.
See, my thing, I don't think they thought through Christmas. What's going to happen at Christmas when there's two presents under the tree, both marked Lily, one's a Sephora gift card and the other's a bone? Yeah. How are they going to know which one is for who?
Lily's going to rush into the room. Look, we don't even know
which Lily
I'm talking
about. Exactly. I don't even know which.
This is chaos.
This is too great. Much. This
Lily's going to rush into the room on all fours.
Yeah.
And still you won't know. Because it's the Christmas excitement. We've all kind of done that.
Let me get some eggnog in the kitchen. Oh, I stepped in poo. Lily.
Which?
How old is Lily the daughter?
Lily,
she's a teenager.
The daughter.
Right,
I forgot. Okay, I thought it was.
There is
in my head,
Lily.
It was a small, small child, but you're right. Now it is a teenager, so it's probably the dog who grabbed on the
well,
floor.
Well, let's not make any false judgments. Everyone has issues.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, and I'm going to get serious for a second.
A lot of gluten around the holidays.
A lot of gluten around the holidays. Nobody seems that bothered. You know, the daughter was like a little weirded out, but it's fine. The sister thinks it's funny. What's up with the dog? You know, this isn't the. I don't know. Should I let it go? Or could I say, hey, do me a favor and call the dog Millie? I'm leaning towards let it go. I'm pulling a Idina Menzel or an Adele Dazeem.
You know, they could find like a nice nickname for the dog. You know, if you don't want to call the dog the same name as your daughter instead of Lily.
How about just like, hey, here, pup.
Chili. Why not chili? Chili dog.
Chili dog.
Chili dog.
Chili
like
doggo. There
nice
we
little
go.
Pun going on.
Hey, Lily
well.
The chili dog.
Lily the chili dog. I like to, I think I'm so clever. Sometimes I call dogs kitty. I go, come here, kitty. Sometimes there's a cat. I say, oh, puppy.
That's contrast.
It's very
classic
fun. People
comedy.
Think I'm very interesting when I do this.
It's unusual.
But you can just, you know, it's like, what you have a girlfriend. What do you call her by name all the time? Or do you say, sweet pea? Hey, honey suckle. Hey,
hey, edamame.
Edamame.
My edamame.
Oh, my beautiful edamame. Come
hey,
here.
Salted caramel, you know? So why don't you just do that with the dog?
But I feel like if I can embody Lily for a moment here.
Please do.
Which the woman, the 13-year-old who's going through some of the kitchen defecation issues.
Yes.
I would be upset because I feel like if I really made a mark on this world, even at the age of 13, nobody's going to be throwing the name Lily around like that. I mean, if I made a name for myself, so to speak,
right?
I don't think Grandma
didn't consider naming that dog Barack Obama, did she?
Did Dan?
Did she?
Let me read the letter here.
Any mention?
Nope.
The
45th
president?
So.
Okay.
I don't think so.
So I'm thinking, as Lily the human, I got to feel a little bit like, well, apparently there's some competition here because I didn't own the name.
Does that spark a fire under Lily the human? I got to get my PhD. I got to get my name out there.
Maybe.
It could. It could be good, though.
Does it
could
light
be...
a fire under the dog's ass? Ooh, I gotta win some of these competitions.
Right.
You know? I got to groom myself.
So like,
I guess they do that anyway.
They're like talking to each other. Someone says, oh, Lily, I have something to tell you. And then Lily the dog hears its name. Suddenly we get some friction, some
that
Lily friction
weird.
Happening here.
Yeah.
Gets up on the hind legs.
Oh, baby.
It's like, I love you.
No, wait, was that the dog or the...
That was the teenage dog.
That was the teenage. Yeah.
She's having a hard time. Let's honestly, if you were in this, if this was your
if I was Lily.
No, if you were the mother.
The mother.
Not the mother.
Of the dog?
If you were the human's mother.
The human's mother, okay.
How do you, if you do, okay, let me word it like this. What is her name? Jessie? She does want to tell her mother to change the dog's name. How does she do that?
I mean, you could always just accidentally drop some chocolate, you know?
What? Oh, what? I'm turning around in the studio.
What?
Yeah, well, you're not wrong. I mean, there is accidents
pretty cutthroat.
Happen. Accidents happen.
Yeah.
I would just be up front and say, hey, we got a Lily.
We got a Lily.
We got a Lily. Right. You know, it's done.
It's over. Need,
Lily is done. You can't choose that name.
Yeah.
And I find it weird, like, to come back to the original letter.
Please.
Millie was an option, right?
Millie was an option.
And another one that was similar to Lily.
Yes.
So I feel like she was inspired by Lily, took the inspiration, was building on something, and then just fell back on the source material.
Exactly.
It's interesting, isn't it, that
plagiarized.
Lily yeah. and Millie, I mean, L and M, that's one letter off here.
Even doing that would be problematic. Oh, Lily, take Millie. Jokes aplenty at Christmas time. See, my sister's husband's name
like
is
this.
Chad. And
right.
My mom, someone would call if they were staying over for Christmas. My mom would say, like, hey, are you looking for Chad, Brad, or Dad? And it was one of her favorite jokes. It was yeah. one of her favorite jokes. And I'm worried that that's going to happen to Lily and Millie. You know?
That's great. That's like a real
a dog
hitchhiking ass grass or gas situation, isn't it?
Not familiar.
Don't know what that means at
oh.
all.
No.
I guess you haven't lived like I have. Jesse Jits, I think we figured it out. Confront your mother. Say, change that name. Change that name or I'm going to drop a Hershey.
Drop a Hershey.
And I'm not just talking about what Lily did on the floor of the kitchen.
Oh, jeez.
Okay? Okay? Jesse? Jesse Jits?
Dark chocolate works best.
Is that true?
What?
That's actually, you know,
anonymous.
I hate to say this is my least favorite chocolate. I'm one of those idiots that, like, I like white chocolate. But, like, that's
you don't
not
like
chocolate.
Dark chocolate? You don't like a nice 70% cacao?
Hey, I didn't say that. I said it's my least. I kind of don't, actually. I will say that. Oh. I'm not a huge dark chocolate guy.
You like vanilla chocolate?
Hey, I love vanilla.
Is that your favorite chocolate?
Like a, yeah, I think so. A white chocolate bar?
Very unusual.
Vanilla chocolate.
I know. I've never heard a word of like vanilla
yeah,
chocolate.
Vanilla
what the
chocolate,
hell's
that's
Brad
kind of
talking
a...
about? I have a new letter here. We need to have.
Yeah, we need to help more people.
There's one more break coming up, but not yet. Because Jackie Woodchipper from Inertia, New Zealand needs our help. Wow, New Zealand. That's exciting. Jackie Woodchipper says, dear, advice by the fireplace. My toddler daughter and I frequent a quick service restaurant near our home that has a. Oops. Excuse me, I hit the microphone. No tipping policy. Okay. The service is consistently friendly and excellent. One employee in particular is always bringing us high chairs, extra water, etc. He has a child my daughter's age and recently told me that his wife is expecting another baby. I know that he makes close to minimum wage and has a very long commute. If you put together all the tips I would have given him, it would be well over $200. Is there a polite way to leave a tip or give him a gift card to help with the new baby? I don't want to create an uncomfortable situation or get him fired at work. What should I do? Love, Jackie Woodchipper from Inertia, New Zealand. Wow, what do we think?
What a name.
What a name.
It's quite the name.
So look, no shoes, no shirt, no service. Looks like she had both.
Apparently.
So what do you think? I mean, does he deserve this extra $200? If she thinks so, then yes, absolutely.
He sounds like a real goes the extra mile, or I guess goes the extra kilometer. Goes, New Zealand, correct? Goes the extra kilometer kind of guy.
Yeah, Maida, is that how they say it? Goes the extra Maida. That's meter.
Maida. Made of what?
I know, that's a good question. Yeah. Look, if you want to give this man money, you give him money, right?
Well, she didn't say anything about money. She said a tip.
You're right. Is there a polite way to give him a gift, leave a tip or a gift card? Both are acceptable. How do you feel?
Which she could leave him a tip, vasectomy.
Oh, jeez. How about that second baby?
Look out.
Yeah.
Look, it's a miracle of life. I can't co-sign on that. Babies are the future. You can quote me. You can quote me on that.
Vasectomies are the miracle of life.
Fuck, that's deep.
What was that? Oh, that's a penny in the penny jar.
Okay. Oh my!
I love
goodness.
It. Once an episode, baby, no problem. Once an episode.
I feel like if it's the restaurant, my first thought would be obviously get that man that money somehow.
Get that man that money.
Get that man that money. But if it's the restaurant policy, you don't want to mess up that man's life, obviously.
Absolutely.
But is he getting a tip out from the restaurant?
Like, that's what I'm wondering.
Is his wage adjusted to reflect the no tipping policy?
She says, I don't know how she knows this, but she says he's getting close to must be close to minimum wage.
Oh, that's just not right.
So I don't know. Maybe she made that up. I don't know. Has she asked him his finances? Does she work here?
It's complex because obviously they have a bond. They've talked to each other. She knows about the baby.
I'm sure the baby's. So
he knows her preferred soup. They're, you know.
Absolutely.
Putting some extra work there.
High chairs, low tables.
However, it's like maybe she would attempt it and he'd feel uncomfortable. He would not feel happy about it. He would not want to accept that kind of charity.
Right.
You know, who's that actually for? Is it for him or is it for Miss Woodchipper?
Jackie Woodchipper. That's a very good question.
I'd like to think you could still find a way of getting it to him. Yeah. What I would do maybe is I'd like wait out till after hours. Outside in the dark.
Behind,
I see.
Like, but
behind
maybe
the dumpster.
Behind the dumpster. Yeah. And I'd give him like a note on a piece of paper. Hey, you know, the baby's on the way. Meet me behind the dumpster.
Right.
And be like, oh, what's this about? And it might take it the wrong way but at first. But then you'd be like, oh, I want to. Do you see me? I'm over here by the dumpster. Yeah. Can you see me?
First, I'm sure she'd be like, hey.
Here by the dumpster.
And then he's like, why is it? And she goes, hey,
let's keep it down. I know about the restaurant policy.
Yeah.
And then maybe like the manager walks by, he gives a wave, but the manager doesn't see you
because
you're behind the dumpster.
Well, no, but then they have to start kissing because nobody could see you. You know,
it's only what
thing to do. Kiss me. And then so you become invisible when that happens.
Right. Movies have taught us it's the only way to hide from people. You got to start making out.
I've never seen anyone kissing ever. I've looked for people. But so then the manager goes in.
Manager,
the kiss ends.
Kiss ends, and then like they stop kissing, and like, okay, first things
coast
first.
Coast is clear.
Coast is clear. You know why I kissed you? Because your manager was right there. Mm-hmm. Want to talk to you a little bit about this upcoming baby?
Get this twisted. That was just a manager.
And then maybe the guy would be like, "Well, first off, I want to talk about the kiss because you know I'm married. There's a baby on the way."
And then again, she returns the
phone. Don't hold the phone.
Hold the phone. And then she takes out a phone. Hold this. She's recording the whole conversation.
She's recording the conversation for posterity.
Phone. Speaking of posterity, she grabs his butt, gives a little twink twink.
Oh, I didn't think that was... Is this still Fanny's letter?
Whoa, yeah. Whose letter is this?
I thought this was... not talking about Fanny anymore here.
No. Fanny is safe in Virginia.
So what do you guys think? Do you think that, like, we're behind the dumpster.
So behind the dumpster.
Gave a kiss. Manager doesn't see. Listen, baby's on the way. Got you a $250 gift card.
Yep.
Chapters Indigo.
That's nice.
Parenting books aplenty. And you'd be like, oh, I can't wait to get to that
parenting
section.
Books. Yep. Baby books.
Baby, newborn baby on the way.
Indigo sells diapers and formula, I believe, too.
So true.
I think that's the cash, yeah.
Yeah. No, that would be a great gift. Great tip.
Do you say...
Gift cards.
Hey, this is up for all your hard work. Thanks. Because you're going to... You know, that's a very nice thing. But then what? She's going to come next Tuesday? And then what happens? To me, there's like now an expectation. Oh, do you need better? Oh, now if I don't get that high chair in time, you're going to dangle my Christmas bonus in front of my face? You know what I mean? Is it a power move? I'm going back to what Brad said. Who's this for?
I gotcha.
Jackie?
Maybe she never comes back.
She never.
That's it. She's like, you've been incredible. I want you to have this Indigo gift card.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you and your family the best. And then maybe she comes back 20 years later.
Right.
The son is now serving her.
Yeah.
And she says, hey, I used to know your father. That formula you used to have as a kid?
Yeah.
It's bought with my Indigo gift card.
And she says, hey, where'd you get that diaper? And he says, well, I bought it at Chapters Indigo 20 years ago.
It's like around his neck on a necklace.
Beautiful. That smells really bad, though.
Yeah.
All right. I think we figured it out. No, let me be sincere for 1 second. Thank you for being here. And also... Also, I think you can just do it. I think you can subtly go up to him one day
kissing.
And just be like, hey, I just wanted to say congratulations on the baby. Handshake. And not literally the money in the hand like Sly, but like, hey, I just wanted to give you this. Do it subtly, do it quickly. Leave right away.
Sprint out.
And
right
that's good.
Away. Run out.
Run out.
What if, okay, I'm the guy. So you say you do it to me.
Okay. Here, let's work out the whole thing.
I'll be the dumpster. I'm the dumpster.
Oh, no, I was going to say, you're my baby.
Oh, I'm the baby, okay.
Hey, how are you? Nice to see you again.
Great to see you. I love serving you almost every day.
Thank you. I'm just going to have my usual. Well, you know that one. Oh, little baby is...
Or wait, I thought you were going to be the one to give the gift. Wait, yeah, you're going to... Okay, you are. You're going to have your usual...
So is he serving with his baby? I'm a little confused.
No, I'm holding my baby. Here, for
Am
viewers,
I holding
I'm,
a baby?
No. You, I don't know. No, you're
okay,
holding...
you're going to have your usual.
Oh, I'm your baby.
You're my baby.
I thought
baby.
It was his baby. No, like, no, you're baby my... on the job. Okay.
Okay. And
that makes more sense.
All right, your usual, an apple cut in the shape of a heart coming right up.
Yes, please. You know what? And I'm going to switch it up today.
Okay.
A milk for my baby.
Well, I'm an adaptable and personable employee, so I will also, I can multitask. I'll bring you the apple and I'll also bring you a little bit of milk for that little tyke.
Could you warm my milk in the microwave for a good 10 seconds?
I'd be delighted.
Thank you.
Thank you. I like a baby that knows what it wants. Oh, why? By the way, thank you for the milk. Thank you for my apple. I don't want to make this weird, but look, I just want to say thank you for all you've done. Congratulations on the new baby.
Your
thank you
is more than enough.
Oh, well, that's very kind. I just wanted, you know, you've been so helpful
it's
over the years.
The thought that counts.
It is, and I thought of you when I got this gift card. I just thought I wanted to help with the baby. You know, we got to help each other out, so thank you so much. I'm going to leave this on the counter.
This is where I work, and you know that I can't accept this. So I don't know where you get off coming in here. Where I work, I have a family to support.
Okay, I was
throwing around your gift cards.
You're
throwing around your gift
cards.
I know they have diapers at Indigo.
Look, I didn't.
I know
mean
they
to
have diapers
you.
There.
I was.
I
just
can buy diapers
you.
Myself.
Okay, this is. I crashed over a table.
Oh, good gosh.
Okay, I'm leaving. I'm sorry.
I'm going by the dumpster alone for a smoke.
Well, maybe I'll see you there. And scene.
Okay. Didn't
so,
go well.
God, didn't go well at all. That didn't go well.
Oh, we did what we could.
Jackie, save your $200.
Yeah.
We got to go to a break. Let's hear one more song, and then we're going to be back with, I don't know, maybe one more advice question. Maybe we're just going to talk about Cats, the musical, right here on CJLO. 1690. We'll be right back, right after this.
I was born in the desert, came on up from New Orleans.
Considering a master's, MBA, or doctoral degree? Mark Saturday, February 29th in your calendar and get over to the Palais des Congrès de Montréal for the Study and Go Abroad Fair. The best part? Admission is free. Check online at studyandgoabroad.com for more information. The expo opens at 1 p.m., but the first seminar starts at noon.
Are you tired of being talked down to by your media? Treated like an imbecile or worse, an American consumer? Are you looking to add some intrigue and excitement to your Monday mornings? Then tune in to New Media and Politics 2.0 from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, Carl Knox. I have 2 hours to debunk corporate lies and set the world right. Also, jazz.
CJLO, who is this? Oh, 1690? Yes, come in. Radio, Montreal, Quebec, Canada. We're back with Brad McDonald and Spencer Reed. You had another break. How was it?
It was hydrating, if I'm being honest.
It was great.
You look flushed. In a good way.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. How do I look?
Pretty good.
I was going to say good. I wasn't going to give him the pretty good.
Right. I'll also change my answer to that good.
Maybe you're looking pretty.
Now you look great. Come on.
Pretty good.
Let's go to one last advice question here. We only have one more. We helped a lot of people today, and we're going to help one more. This is a letter. Are you ready for this, by the way?
I'm ready.
Are you all advised out?
No.
Thank God.
Just getting started here.
Just getting started. You know, we're taking over the next show. I don't care what it is. Wait by the door. Is we're taking over the next hour.
That's how radio works? Like, you can just spill over into the
yeah,
next?
Yeah, look, it's like, you know, when Chappelle does a set and he goes for 6 hours.
Yeah.
Let's light up a few Cubans and let's stay here for a while. We're bumping the rest of these
shows.
We're
helping people.
Can't wait.
This letter is coming in from Jimothy Chicken Leg from Crackalack, Arkansas. So that's wonderful. They say, "Dear Dan Lila, my siblings and I are throwing a surprise anniversary party for our parents. We've invited their families and friends and are looking forward to the event. This week, I looked at the RSVP list and realized we invited a couple we shouldn't have. The wife is an old friend of my mom's, but recently they've had a falling out. Things are ugly. I don't know how I missed this when I approved the list. They said they're coming, but I really think it would ruin a nice event and greatly upset both of my parents. What do I do? Love, Jimothy Chicken Leg from Crackalack, Arkansas." Ay, 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 ay. That's sad. That's a hot.
That's bad.
That's a pickle. That's a pickle, all right.
That is a fermented cucumber, for sure.
That's got some peppercorn in there.
Yes.
Maybe a little clove of garlic.
So this is
a little ranch.
This is the anniversary.
Ranch pickles.
Ranch peppercorn.
Anniversary party?
This is peppercorn a ranch. Anniversary party for the parents who recently had a falling out with, let's call them, Jack and Jackie.
Jack and Jackie. No, that works.
So Jack and Jackie have been invited, and they shouldn't have been invited. How do you disinvite these people?
Did they confirm? They RSVP'd.
They confirm they are coming.
You know what? If you look at it in that way, maybe Jack and Jackie mm-hmm. are open to reconciliation.
Yes.
Maybe that's how we need to look at this. That this could
You're right.
be...
Honestly.
Rather than this being about their anniversary... Make it about a reconciliation between Jack, Jackie, and Mr. and Mrs. Chicken Leg.
Mr. and Mrs. Chicken Leg. Let's call them Jim and Jenny.
I was going to say Jamantha, but...
Jimothy. I forgot. Well, I assume a senior and a junior situation. They do that a lot in Crackalack, Arkansas.
Right.
So, okay, enough of these names. Let's just call everybody Man 1, Man 2, Man 3, Man 4. Let's assume they're all men.
Okay.
So I'm losing four my mind.
So we have four.
So we have four men. Two of them are married to two other ones. And
so two homosexual couples.
There's some bad blood here.
Right.
It's hard to answer this question for a couple reasons.
Yes, because I really confuse things.
First off, we don't know
what happened.
We don't know the falling out. We don't know exactly what transpired.
Can I say
there.
Something? You're absolutely
Secondly,
right.
If I know Quackalack, Arkansas,
yeah.
I know that family ties there are extremely important.
Mm. Thicker family, than water.
Family traditions. But I don't know Quackalack, Arkansas.
No?
No, I don't know it. Hmm. So, but if I did, I would say that that's... Yeah. You know, if I do know it, I would say that's true.
That's so funny, Brad. You have a Crackalack face, doesn't he?
All the time. Sort of sick of hearing
That's
it.
That's so funny.
But not knowing what transpired. I mean, the other thing is, like, I guess if they RSVP'd, mm-hmm. you'd think maybe this wasn't such a huge falling out if they're willing to come to the anniversary. At the same time,
You're
I
right.
see Spencer's point. You could turn this into something beautiful. Even saying that, though, do I want my anniversary to be just about this reconciliation? It will... overtake, I think, everything else. I want to have my anniversary.
Right.
What is my name? Jack or Jonathan or whatever it is? John Amir?
Let's just call them
Jim
Phil.
And Jimothy.
Jim, my name's Jim Jimothy. I'm trying to enjoy my anniversary. Just let loose with my friends.
Right.
All my quackalackers.
Yeah.
And I got to deal with this strife, this like turmoil in my life. Maybe I don't want to do it at that particular time. However, I do understand the positive message that we were...
And you have
earlier.
To.
It's always good to squash beef.
Absolutely,
I feel like it's always good to just.
Yeah, no, you know, beef is bad for you.
Squash it.
Also, it is worth mentioning that the couple who got the invitation, mm-hmm. they must have been like, "Oh, maybe we're forgiven," or maybe, you know, they're coming, not being like we're going to reconcile, but maybe it's already reconciled. They're going to show up going, "Hey, it's all whatever," not even. Expecting an apology or a thing. It's
like just
already
not even
over.
Talk like,
exactly.
like how normal adults
Who
handle
knows?
Conflict. Just pretend it didn't happen and
yeah.
just keep moving on. Don't address it.
They come in. Oh, great to be here. Happy university. Happy university. Happy anniversary.
Happy
and
university.
And then they say happy university, which yeah. is a I think a, something
the
people
party,
say
the,
in
the
Arkansas.
Is the party at a university? They're having
it is.
At the University
They've
of Arkansas.
They've been students for 60 years.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay. And say happy anniversary. Students. Happy university. Great to be here at the university. So glad you had your anniversary here at the university. But... then they get a look back from John and Jackie, and they're like, oh.
Let's just call them Andrew, Angela, Angie, and Andy.
Okay, so okay. They get a look. Gotcha. So they get a look back from Andrew, Angela, and they're like, whoa, hold the phone here. Hold the phone.
Yeah, Angie and
hold
Andy.
Hold all my calls here.
Yeah.
They're not, like, we haven't reconciled in any way. This invite meant nothing to us.
Right.
So you're sending two people into this situation blind. What I would
set up
a meeting beforehand.
At a neutral location.
Yeah. Boston Pizza.
For example, a school.
A community college.
A cafeteria. College.
Yeah.
That's actually, you're right. That is a good idea. Brad, after all that, you did it.
Thanks.
How do you feel?
I feel good.
That'd be embarrassing, though. Honestly, I mean, I wouldn't want to. You can't disinvite them, right?
No.
That's out of the question.
Absolutely out of the question.
You can't do that.
No. I'd rather disinvite my parents to their own anniversary party.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Have you done that before?
Yeah, 50th was it's a bit of a sad one.
Right.
Just because you wanted to, like, maybe, like, drink and enjoy yourself. And
yeah,
like,
I want to invite my friends.
Yeah. You hardly see them.
Exactly.
Just on the weekends and stuff. It's not enough.
Yeah, in 50 years, like, you've had 49 anniversary parties.
How selfish can you be,
Same thing every year.
Let's make another party about us.
Exactly.
Right? There's a lot going on in the world. Let's celebrate these two clunks.
Well.
Right?
So easy.
They're clunks.
That's pretty harsh.
It's their anniversary.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're clunks to me.
I think that's also a movie, animated, best animated film on the Oscars, Clunks.
Oh, Pixar makes such good Clunks. Films. Right. Yeah.
Are you thinking of Eddie Murphy's The Clunks 2?
I haven't seen the first Clunk, so I am only thinking of The Clunks 2.
I only saw the prequel, The Clunk.
Right, one Clunk.
Yeah.
Clunk me once.
Fool on you.
Talk about an Oscar snub. Folks, we have reached the end of Advice by the Fireplace.
Let Grandma smoke.
Let Grandma smoke. Can I just say something? Let Grandma smoke. Let Grandma smoke. Give somebody a gift card. And then the two others that we discussed.
The dog.
And the dog.
Give a chocolate.
Change the dog's name or kill it. And finally, don't listen to anything we have to say. We have like a minute here. I'm so sorry. Anything you'd like to plug, fellas? Any social medias? Any big shows coming up?
Charger on my phone. That's for sure. Phone's at 20%.
Oh, I thought you said Jar Jar. I thought you were talking about Star Wars.
No.
Well, you can find both of these wonderful men. Brad?
I panicked when you said things to plug, but I'm just going to say, listen, I'll be around.
You're great on Twitter.
I'll be
around.
You're
one of the best Twitters in the world.
I tweet. We're doing a play called Waiting for Godot's Likes.
Oh my God, that's a great one.
It's going to be in St. Henry, I believe, on the 21st of the month.
Really?
We're going to do a show, so be on the lookout for that.
Wonderful. Spencer Reed, I did a show in your house. You're going to do that again?
You did, yeah. Laugh Hard in the Backyard. It'll be returning this summer. We're going to be doing six shows this summer, so yeah. June. We're coming back June. So
fellas,
mark the calendar.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Me. This was great.
I want to thank Corey Gandolf for his incredible themes every single week. Allison and everyone at CJLO, and you, the listener. Thank you for listening. We got to go right now, in fact. Bye-bye.
Caring is sharing your heart's desires in conversations by the fire. With Delilah Karen.
We'll see you next time.